Hello everyone, Illyrio here. Just a little disclaimer. Throughout this very special commentary for Buffy the Vampire Slayer, Season 4, Episode 22, Restless, I just want to let you know Kim keeps referring to the episode by the title Primeval. Just ignore it. Go with the flow. Thank you. Till next time.
Hey, this is Nicholas Brendan. I play Xander on Buffy the Vampire Slayer, and you're listening to Potential Cast.
To Potential Cast. I'm not Stephanie. I'm kidding, guys. It's Kim here. I will be watching the season finale, season 4, episode 22 of Buffy the Vampire Slayer, Primeval. Okay, this is a little sidebar. I've watched the episode and I've just come back to put this little disclaimer at the beginning. The entire episode you hear me probably say nothing but, what? So I don't think it's going to be as interesting as my other commentaries that I've done, but I just wanted to give you a warning now that unless you're watching it along with me, there's no need to listen to this episode. Okay, so that's that. If you would like to sync up your episodes with me, remember my version of the episode is not so street legal. And so here we go. I've got everything set up, so I've pressed play on my VLC media player, and I have pressed pause, and now I have it back at the beginning. So 3, 2, 1, play, and 3, 2, 1, hit the button. 3, 2, 1 is when I say play, hit your start buttons, and here we go. 3, 2, 1, play. Previously on Buffy. Spirit, heart, and mind. Just pulled out his heart or whatever it was. No. Alright. I don't know what to expect, guys. I'm pretty excited. I can't believe that we've actually done 4 seasons now. Oh, Mark Blucas, I think you're done. I think this is your last episode. Okay, James Marsden. When does Drusilla come back? Mr. Eden, you make a good show. Riley. Her voice sounds so high. Willow, that is. Joyce. Mm-hmm. Does anyone find it weird that Giles hanging out with these teenagers? It's a gay romp. Okay. Okay. Now they're all asleep. Okay. Close up on Willow. Oh, is this her dream? God. Aww. Isn't she wearing clothes? Okay. Huh? What's Miss Kitty Fantastico doing? Oz? She's obviously dreaming. Okay. Xander. Oh, clown's heads. Whatever that paper mache thing is, super creepy. Oh. Buffy. What the hell? Oh, dryly. What the? What? Very good, Lynchy. No, you don't understand. What the fuck is going on? Is she worried about people discovering she's a witch or a lesbian or both? Or the whispers. This is messed up. Okay. Okay. Now they're in a classroom. Okay. Okay. What's this thing attacking her? Okay. Okay, is it attacking her in her dreams? Where's Willow? What? Okay. So Xander's going upstairs. Oh no. What? Now. Oh my God. I'm a conquistador. Comfortador. What? I'd like you. Okay. Okay. Room of doctors and the people of the initiative. Oh, this is his basement. Yep. What the hell is going on? Buffy in the sandbox. Giles smiling weirdly. What? What? On the swing. But this is so trippy. Big Brother. I'll watch your froth at Cravato. I have no idea what's going on. I don't get all this crazy imagery. Green screen. Duh. Really? Map. Willow's more of a man than Xander is? Is that what he thinks? They're still not showing them kiss. It's making me uncomfortable. Why is he just staring? Do you want to come in the back with us? Really? Come on now. And yeah. Now he's back in his bedroom looking for the lesbians. Afraid of what's upstairs? What? The cheese slices? I don't get it. Okay. Guess this dream demon is after them again? I guess I'll need Illyrio to translate that for me. They went way too fast. Oh, the horror. Okay. Who is that? Oh, it's the principal? Yeah. I'm a comfortador. Okay. 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 Like a pretty cool shot. Back in his basement again. Is this his dad? Okay. What is it? A dream demon is going and making them all. Okay. Okay. Gnomes. There's crying. It's a Michael Jackson pose. I wear the cheese, it does not wear me. Why is there cheese in everyone's dream? Is it because dairy gives you bad dreams? Oh, we're at the bronze. Weird. Wants to be a stand-up comedian. Okay. He's singing again. Okay. Okay, so whatever they did with Adam is triggering the dreams in them. They're getting payback for killing him. So Giles is following the wires behind stage, and now there's a pile of them. Found his pocket watch. Was it obvious? You never had a watcher. The bed's made now. Made your bed, you have to lie in it? Is that what that means? Back in the halls of Sunnydale. There's a hole in the wall. Her mom's in the wall. Okay. There's Xander. Break through the wall. Okay. Surgeon General. Come on now. Oh, that's Adam without his makeup on? Better make a fort. I'll get some pillows. Ew. Ew. Then she puts it on her face. Ready? And again. Where's the guy with the cheese? He hasn't come in her dream yet. Okay. 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 So she has to kill this first slayer, and then her friends will come back. Okay. Stuffy in the desert. Awesome. This episode is shot so beautifully. Watch you end up on the ground there. Okay. What? So the first Slayer got so annoyed by Buffy's voice, she left too? Oh. So now they're all linked forever? Small. Yes, they did. Okay. It's, I don't know. I think the ending is a little weak, but I thought the episode was super crazy. Okay. That's not something I expected at all. I was kind of in shock and in silence for the whole time. I'm sorry, guys. This commentary is not pretty funny. It was more like me saying, "What the hell is going on?" for the entire episode. So, whatever they did with Adam, or they how they had to link together to fight Adam, that means the four of them now are linked forever, and they could speak to each other subconsciously. Or they can link together. Oh, I don't know. They all shared the same dream. Weird, weird, super weird. So, are they linked with each other, or are they just linked to Buffy individually? I don't know. That was so weird. Weird. I don't even know what to say besides weird. I'm sure Illyrio loved this episode because he's into that David Lynch style of Red Room stuff. All right, well, I guess that was interesting. I think I have to watch it again because that was super trippy. Okay. Namaste.